AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Mark Pattison. I'm back again and again and again with another awesome podcast called Finding Your Summit, all about people overcoming adversity and finding their way. And speaking of that, maybe this week, it's about me overcoming my adversity. It's March 23rd. And we are right smack in the middle of this coronavirus, and it literally knocked me off my tracks in terms of going to Mount Everest. I know I've been pumping that up. I've been working out like an absolute animal, and for all the right reasons, it got not canceled for me, but postponed until 2021. So like all those things, when there is something in your way, you have to take a pivot, and you have to zigzag and find a new way. So for anybody who wants to find out, I am continuing to write on my blog called Everest Blog. You can find that at markpattisonnfl.com. And if you're interested in also participating in trying to help my daughter overcome epilepsy, you can do that on a campaign we're calling Amelia's Everest. We got her to her summit, $29,029, which is amazing. But now we're trying to go to and reach another summit. And as always, it'd be great if you go in and give the pod a rating and review. It helps in the popularity on these many different podcasts that are out there in the podcast world on Apple. It's not about me. It's about these amazing people that I interview, like the guest I have today, Tracy Perlman. Tracy, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Mark?
Well, I am great. And, you know, trying to catch you is just always the amazing science of the world. And you're always so impressive because for the amount of people, I know you get like 1,000 emails a day, the amount of people that pounds you. And I'm sure just even during this podcast, your phone's going to be lighting up like mine does a lot. You seem to find time to answer, at least any time that I've ever reached out to you in a way. It's quick, it's short, it's to the point, but you always get what you need to communicate out, and you know, you move on, and you've been so effective at that. So for everybody, let me just give you the correct title. So I think last time I saw you're the NFL Senior VP of Communications and Marketing, right?
Football communications and marketing. So I work in football operations specifically.
Yeah. And I think what you are to me, and we can get into this a little bit more because I've had some just amazing stories of people that have overcome different things, have had a lot of NFL players, but not everybody, you know, has to overcome something. And sometimes it's just on the other side of it where a podcast like this can serve as inspiration. I've got two daughters, and to me, a lot of this is about girl empowerment and to see you and in action, number one. And number two, you know, you went to Hofstra University just outside of New York City on Long Island, and you've been at the NFL since, I think, day one, since you left, what, 27 years ago, right? And so I want to have this conversation about how does somebody navigate the waters of a big, gigantic, titanic entity like the NFL, a, what, $9, $10 billion entity? It's probably bigger now. But, you know, back in my day when it was so small, I mean, it was big relatively, but, you know, to where it is at today, like, how have you been able to navigate that?
It's interesting. So I started at the NFL the day after I graduated from college. Yep. So it was literally my 22nd birthday, and it was the day after graduation, and I walked into an office, and it felt very mom and pop. And I say that meaning it felt like I walked into a family atmosphere. So when you start at the NFL working where I did, I worked in HR, and people say you worked in HR, but the job was called a floater. So I was able to work in every department at the NFL over a span of 10 months to try and really understand it. And a floater was essentially a temp. So whenever someone was out, I would sit in that department and work in that department for however long necessary. So for me, it was a learning coaching experience, and I got to really understand the NFL, the way that it functioned, what all of the departments are, because I don't think people understand how much it takes to put on the National Football League. So you've got a PR department, you've got a media department, you've got NFL films. We didn't have the network or the website at the time because it was so long ago. Yeah. You have an HR department, you have a broadcasting department. So I was able to actually work in all of these areas and try and sort out where I really wanted to be. And the thing about the NFL is, if you are passionate about what you do and you really care about it, and you're learning every day, there is a way forward all the time. And I think that the great thing about the NFL is it's different every day. And the more that I started to learn, the more I started to kind of gravitate to different things. So I ended up, after working for NFL Films for a while, working for NFL Enterprises, I ended up working in the marketing and sponsorship department and working on a lot of different things, and started to aggregate all of these different things that really no one was handling. So we took over some of the promotional stuff. All of a sudden, who's doing all the player appearances? Wait a minute, who's doing all the hospitality? And we started to build this entertainment marketing area. And within entertainment marketing, I got to do everything from product place merchandise in movies to run the draft day movie to the Broadway show Lombardi. But I also started to work a lot with NFL players, both current and legends. And as I started to do that, I realized that's really where my passion was, in working with players who inspire people every day, and realizing that people don't understand a player is fighting for his job every single day.
Yep.
And so for a fan to understand, hey, that guy makes $1 million, well, that guy always has someone right behind him. Not everybody has a job where if you make a mistake, you could be cut the next day. Yeah. And as we started to work through all of this, a few years ago, Troy Vincent came to me and said, I think that I'm going to open this job up, and I think it may be your job. And I said, well, what is it? And he said, well, it's working with players, and it's all communications for current players and legends. And it doesn't exist. And I think that it might be what you should be doing, but you have to give up all of the stuff that people think you do that's cool. There is no more booking Super Bowl halftime. There is no more movie stuff. And so to me, after being at the NFL for about 24, 25 years at that point, I had to almost let go of all of these things that I built. And you know, 6.5 years ago now, we started the Legends community. And as I started thinking about it, I realized the thing I am most proud of is actually building the Legends community, not booking you two for Super Bowl halftime or any of those other things. It's really building a program where I got to work with legends, where the NFL started to build a partnership with players, because we should be celebrating and honoring the men who built the game. And so I said to Troy, I'm all in. And he said, well, let's build this together. So for the past 3 years or so, I've been working with current players and legends, all communications to them, cool things like the initiative My Cause, My Cleats, things like player development and making sure they go to broadcast boot camp, things like communicating all the new information from the CBA. And then last year, Troy created a player vertical, which is really youth football, college relations, current players and legends. And I now run the entire player vertical, so that once you have an engagement with the NFL, regardless of how old you are, we want to make sure that you always have the best experience you can ever have. And that means whether you're 6 years old or 60 years old. So we want to make sure that the second you start playing the game, being a fan of the game, that your engagement with the game is inspirational and something that you're always proud of. So that's what I do in a nutshell.
No, that's awesome. And what I want to do is unpack that just a little bit, because there's a lot there. And I want to go back to back in the day when I was playing, yep. Right? And because it matters in terms of what you do today. And let me just set up the scene for everybody who may not exactly know, because I think like now it's so much of it is digital, but back in the day, you know, you'd get the newspaper delivered at your door. And you go in sports and, you know, in B12 or something, page 12 of the sports section, and you go to transactions and you say, oh, that guy got cut or that guy got traded. And you fold the newspaper and you go off, you know, about your day. And what they didn't understand, or I think a lot of people don't understand, is the impact that it has upon what different people do from their day-to-day life, you know, of being traded from here to there, and, you know, your rent and your car and your girlfriend and your wife and the family and all these different moving pieces and parts. And the thing that back in my day, and again, I want to relate this back to kind of what you're doing today and what you guys have been able to build, was there was literally nothing. When they say drive off a cliff, I drove off a cliff, right? Like so many guys. And some guys find their way out of it, and other guys, they don't. And we've had some tragic incidents. Junior Seha, I mean, you know, there's a lot of guys in that path that have not found their way up, or they still continue to live in the past. And so I want to talk about the trust, right? And again, I want to talk more specifically about going back 6 years and really trying to lay out a plan, which all had to do with life after football and the tools that we needed to give, I mean, me, myself included, to help us like elevate. So, and then we'll get to the benefits part of it down the road, but I'm talking about more about real life, you know, hand-to-hand combat skills.
Yeah. So 6.5 years ago, when Troy and I started talking about this, the commissioner said, well, what is it that you're trying to do? And what we wanted to do was make sure there was continuity. We never wanted a guy to feel like the door closed. Our thought was once a player, forever a legend. And we decided that we couldn't just create something. So we brought 24 people who played the game to New York, including Chad Pennington and Leonard Wheeler and John Randall. And we sat in a room for 6 hours trying to sort out what is this? And the more we started to talk, the more it became completely apparent that the NFL's relationship with legends was transactional. And at the time, I would say we were calling everybody former players. It was transactional.
That's where
it was. I have an appearance. Do you want to do it? Here's money. And then we probably wouldn't talk to you for quite some time. And I would say that we had maybe 40 or 50 guys that we were working with all the time. And in that room, it became apparent there are thousands of guys out there. They're not using the benefits that they have earned. And how can we be on the ground making sure that they understand that their engagement with the NFL can be whatever they want it to be? If you are uncomfortable engaging with your former team, engage with the Legends community. If you're uncomfortable engaging with the league, engage with your former team. Engage with these 24 players. So the way that we structured it was really to celebrate, engage, embrace, and communicate with every former player we could talk to. And the reason we called it the Legends community is simply because every player who's ever played this game at the highest level is the top 1%. So if you think about 100 years of NFL football and only about 14,000 guys who've played two or more seasons and maybe 25,000 guys who've played total, that is the top 1%. So we wanted to make sure that guys felt special, and we elevated it, which is why the word legend is really where we ended up. And we also said, if we're going to do this, we have to start from scratch. And people say to me, what does that mean? Well, we all had databases full of players' names and email addresses, and everybody's like, well, just put them all in the Legends community. And we said, we're not going to do that. We are going to make direct outreach to every guy we have information for, and we're going to ask them to join. We're going to tell them what it's about, and we want them to engage. And as you can imagine, it was daunting. And, you know, the commissioner challenged us and said, well, how many guys are you going to get? And, you know, there are 23 guys that just heard all of this. We said, are you on board? We're going to start making outreach all together. And all of a sudden you have to give a number. You know, life is about numbers.
Yeah.
And so we said, well, we think we'll get 1,000 a year. And then Troy said to me, what are you going to do when you plateau? And I said, what does that mean? He said, well, there's going to be a point where you kind of there and you don't get anybody else. And I said, well, that's not what's going to happen. And so we said 1,000. The first year we got about 1,400. And so if we were going along with that 1,000 a year, we would be at, you know, 6,500 right now. We're actually at 10,300 legends registered in the community. And the thing about that that's important is they're actually engaging, meaning we send out a newsletter monthly, 70% open rate on the newsletter. anybody who sends out emails and newsletters will tell you that is extraordinary.
Yeah.
Last year, 4,300 legends went back to team events, 4,300 guys. So we're seeing the guys really engage. All of the use of every program has gone up. So again, for us, the idea is to help the transition out of the game, to make sure you understand the information, to make sure you know you can engage however you want, and to ensure that once you are engaged with us, we keep giving you relevant information and that it's clear.
Well, I am certainly in that category of the 1%, but I think more the point is that I never really felt like the 1%. Because I was never a top guy. I mean, I don't have a problem saying that. You know, I mean, I'm in the club, right? Played 5 years, so it's amazing. But every team has different pieces and parts. And I was one of those parts that, you know, I was the, you know, on third down, I'd come in, part of the four wide receiver set. I was the guy on every single special team. So I just grinded my way. And it wasn't easy. And I was always a guy where there was always somebody they were trading or the new hot draft pick or something that was coming up. Yep. I saw a photo of you and you know, for I can't overemphasize about you put yourself in this position. So somebody might say, hey, Trace, you're really lucky. I don't think it's luck because it's preparation meets opportunity. It's 27 years of grinding and just being like a sponge and really learning all this different stuff that has gone into your memory bank that has become applicable now to really help others that have done this for you. But because you've done all these things and had your hands in all these different programs, I saw a picture with Tom Brady, Dan Marino, Joe Montana, Roger yes. Staubach, right? I mean, it was incredible. Brett Favre, like anybody, that's like a legendary photo. And then you got all these amazing players to take this photo and like you're right in the center of this whole thing, right? I mean, that should be a gigantic photo on your wall. And what it did, going back to what you're saying, in the past where it was more transactional, I think is the word that you used. And, yes. you know, and so whenever there were autograph opportunities, those are the guys that are going. It's the same 40 or 50 guys all the time because they're the big stars. I totally get that. But for all the other majority, the 98% of the 1% are all the guys like me that were getting left behind. And like, hey, that's really cool and everything, but you know, how does that apply to me? And so getting out of the transactional part, but really adding things like this broadcasting boot camp. And I know there's yep. been educational opportunities to go back and finish up school or get your MBA. And there's been financial resources that you guys have played. So when you go off yep. the cliff, it was just like, how can we help you? Forget the autograph session because that's just, you make a couple bucks and you're done. But how can exactly. we help you develop life skills that are going to move you into the rest of the phase of your life? And for all of us, that's, you know, if you take a look at life, you know, whatever that finite number is, the majority of your life is not playing football.
Exactly.
Which a lot of guys don't figure out, right? Until they're
exactly.
actually in it.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. So, and then the other thing I was going to say is I've been, the really cool thing is that my two teams that I played, the Raiders and the Saints, I haven't been to a Saints one yet, but I've been to two of the legend, you know, where they bring everybody back and yes. weekend, you know, and I'm hanging out with Jim Plunkett and Lester Hayes and Steve Berline and all these other guys, and they treat me no different, even though those guys won two exactly. Super Bowls, like I played for 15 years. That's amazing. It's so great.
Yeah, and that's the point of it. It's to create the locker room all over again. And if you follow us on social media, we use hashtag NFL Brotherhood, because whenever we are in that situation, guys said, this feels like the brotherhood I had when I played. And it doesn't matter how long you played or who you are, or it is a very welcoming environment because we all care and we care about the game and everyone who played it. And walking into a Legends Lounge, and you probably experienced this, watching guys who haven't seen each other in 20 years, the first thing they do is hug it out and then start talking about plays on the field that they remember from 20 years ago. And it's unbelievable to me because they just want to be back in that situation and we want to continue to give them that opportunity. And in respect to what you're saying about the other piece of it, we want to make sure that you take advantage of the educational opportunities. We built a business resource guide for guys who are entrepreneurs, foundation.need. And what we've seen is a lot of guys, they are not the ones in dire need, but they care so much about the brotherhood. They will say to me, hey, Trace, can you call this guy's wife? And everything we do is confidential. And we want to make sure that we are making the outreach and that we're proactive. And that whenever a guy comes to us, like you said, I get thousands of emails. I will answer every single email that I get from a player. And it may not always be the answer you want, but I'm going to try and help you figure out how to get to what you need.
Awesome. Love that. So tell me in your mind, like, I want to go back to where I started with this whole thing. I want to pause in the NFL thing for just a minute. And I want to talk, again, I want to talk about my focus with you is girl empowerment because you're a rock star. And like I have my own thing, you know, I'm climbing my own Everest. I've got all these crazy things going on. And people come to me like, how do you handle, you know, I've got my Sports Illustrated full-time job. I do podcasts and I work out in preparation for these big ass mountains. And so it's just like, how do you manage your time? And so in terms of going back to this whole girl empowerment conversation that I started with, like, what are the keys to success? Like, the stuff that we're talking about are the things that you do.
Yep.
But you got to put yourself in the right frame of mind in the way that you organize your day to put yep. yourself in the best place. So you get included and you're able to take on all these different things that you take on. And so for you, like, what are those keys to success?
Well, it's interesting. I had to learn a lot about myself, which was not the easiest thing on the planet to do, as I'm sure you can imagine. You know, I think that when I started this, I was always drive, 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 drive. Just keep going, keep going. And then I started getting some executive coaching and a lot of people are like, why do you do that? It is so valuable. I don't think people understand. And being a football player, most guys say to me, well, I've been coached my whole life.
Yeah.
And for me, that was probably the best thing that I ever did because it made me look at myself. It made me realize, you know what? Everybody around you doesn't work the same way you do. Not everybody is, let's go 100 miles an hour all the time. It also made me realize that you need to really understand and listen before you talk. You know, sometimes when you're in a meeting and everybody is throwing everything on the table, you just want to talk. And it made me sit back and listen. And it made me really think about, what am I doing for myself? I really need to go into the room knowing more about the topic than anybody in the room, just for myself, so that I have a comfort level and a confidence. I need to show confidence in the room. I need to make sure I'm leading different people the way they need to be led. I need to make sure I have time for my friends, my family, myself. And I started doing things. So I think you know this, every single day of my life from starting in, I don't know, I guess 10 years ago, I do Bikram yoga every single day for 90 minutes in a hot room. Awesome. It's about 108 degrees. And for 90 minutes, there is no other focus other than that. I am very structured in my day. The people who work for me all have a development plan because to me, your team is what makes you strong and you're a part of a team and you need to lead and develop people. And I think the more you care about what you do, the team around you and the people that you work with, the further you're going to get. And really find the thing that makes it not a job. And I feel like when Troy gave me the opportunity, that was exactly who I needed to be and where I needed to go. And the other thing is, if you see that you have multiple paths, you have to pick the path that is best for you and is where you want to be in the future. Because I could have gone in a lot of different directions. A few years ago, there was a job open in the NFL that the commissioner thought I wanted, and he called me to his office. And when you're sitting in your office and it says Roger Goodell on your phone,
yeah.
You're like, oh no, what did I do? And he says, can you come down here? And I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, right now? Okay. And I go down there and he said to me, why did you not interview for this job? And I said, you know, it's not the job that I want. And because I had thought so much about what I wanted and where I wanted to be, I was prepared for that conversation. And I think a lot of people just plow forward without thinking of, okay, let me take a step back. Who am I? What do I want to do? What's going to make me happy? Am I surrounded by the right people? And is this the right thing for me? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it took me a while to get here, but I feel like now I have something for myself in the Bikram yoga. I give everything I have to the job that I do, and the players and the legends and everyone around me, including my staff. And then I have time for my family, because between Jeff, my mom and dad, my sister, my niece and my nephew, I want to make sure that my life is well-rounded, because the more well-rounded my life is, the easier it is to have a conversation with a legend, because I'm real. And I think that's the big thing. You're never going to see me put out there someone I'm not, which might not be good all the time, but it's who I am.
What time do you get your day going?
Yeah, 5 o'clock every morning. I wake up unprompted by an alarm clock.
Yeah, you probably have me beat a little bit, but the bottom line is early bird gets the worm, and some people are morning people and other people are night people. And I just, you know, I just have shifted my clock that I get up, I go work out, I do these other things. And that's what brings me joy and happiness. I work out the first thing when I get up after I brush my teeth. If I don't I just can't. But, you know, I think the one thing that really resonated with me with the thing that you're just saying is that you take, and it doesn't matter what you do. My form of meditation is running up and down a mountain and being in the wilderness. Yep. Your form of meditation is being in that yoga studio with 108 degrees, you know, bending your 23 different poses or whatever it is, right?
Yep.
And the thing that I have found is that with all the different stuff that goes on, my best ideas come when I get up, I get away from the computer with all these emails and everything else, and I'll just handle them some other time. But, you know, I go out and in nature, you know, that's my meditation again, but it's where all these, like, I solve problems and I really start to understand what I have to do. And this, like, it's such a creative experience for me. And it sounds like this is the same thing for you with all the different people, you know, reaching out. Hey, what can I do? You know, it's just what a great place to take a structured 90-minute, 7-day-a-week time out.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I want to pivot one last time to going back to, you know, a lot of the things that you've done. We recently, this is as of the last 3 or 4 days now, again, speaking here on March 23rd, we signed the new CBA, which is really huge. And it's really huge for me from the standpoint of not only does it affect, obviously, today's game and there's not going to be any work stoppage, but there's also all these benefits. So many of the people that built the game way, way back, you know, long before my time, but, you know, suffer so much from the CTE issues, joints, mental illness, you know, dementia, it just goes on and on and on. And so many of those guys were being left behind in terms of some kind of care. And it seems like this new package that they just signed really for the first time. I don't think it's the first time, but just it's the most comprehensive thing I've seen to really address these different issues that are going on with the former guys that built the game.
Yeah, look, I think that a couple things. I would say the current players that voted for this, they really cared about taking care of the legends of the game. And there was a lot of conversation about that going in. There was a legacy benefit in the 2011 deal.
Yep.
But in this deal, you will see pension equality, where the number is 550 now across the board, regardless of when you played. The 3 or more accredited season vesting now for the pre-93 was something that the legends had been asking for years. And I know that will help a lot of men. There is an HRA for legends now, which is a health reimbursement account. There will be a network of hospitals for players so that you can actually go to a hospital in this network and all of your testing and everything that you need is going to be administered through that hospital at no cost to legends. That network is being built as we speak, and it will have a concierge service get their information. So I really think that the current players and the management council at the league really wanted to make sure that they put legends at the front of what was going to happen here. I think there is a lot that people need to know. There will be FAQs posted on the Legends portal. So you can actually go in, and if you have questions specific about any of the benefits, they're all listed. We are going to start touring the country, giving presentations on all of these benefits. So we're going to be doing lunch and learns at all the teams. We're going to be doing podcasts with the people who put all of these in place. If you go to NFLplayerbenefits.com, everything is listed on there. I think the one thing we want to make sure that all the legends understand is that it goes into effect April 1, but you probably won't start to see payments in your pension for 3 to 6 months, but then they will be retro to April 1. So what happens is they have to literally go into every single person's pension and see, how long did you play? Did you take your pension yet? So there's a lot of information that has to go in before they can start making the payments out. But I do think, and I do hope, that it is beneficial to everyone out there. And that's why we want to get it out there, so that we can answer questions. We know guys have a lot of questions, and we want to make sure that everyone is taking advantage of everything that is now part of that deal.
It's awesome. Awesome. No, I'm really happy with it. And obviously it's just like, it's a win-win for me. I would have played for free because I love the game, but you know, hey, as long as the league is growing the way it's grown, you know, it's awesome to be a part of something that also includes these amazing health benefits. Final question for you. Where does all this go from here? Like we've created this just gigantic monster, and it's so much fun for so many different peoples. And, you know, going back to all the different things that you've had your hands in with marketing and entertainment, the halftime show is always a big deal. The Super Bowl, the Pro Bowl, all these other things. Where do we go from here? Like, what's the vision going forward?
For the Legends community specifically, or just in general?
Yeah, just in general, like the health of where we're trying to take this thing.
You know, I think that the NFL is not just the number one sport, it's the number one entertainment property in the world. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to continue to grow globally. But I think that the most important part for us is to make sure that we're filling the pipeline of athletes, that we're making sure that they understand the game is not just about playing football. It's about character development and becoming a good person. And just because you don't play college football doesn't mean you didn't learn enough to go on to something bigger and better. And I think the NFL is really building men and now women. And I think that the idea is that everybody should want to play the game, be a part of the game in some manner, and that the NFL should continue to be a social connector, and the NFL should continue to lead in pop culture and culture, and the NFL should continue to take care of its own.
Love that. Love that. That's why you're the VP of the world's biggest entertainment machine that's out there. Thank you so much for that. All right. Listen, so appreciate you coming on, sharing your thoughts, your energy. You've always been very kind to me, and, you know, love to continue to be connected with you in every way possible, and continue to see the league grow. It's fun. It's fun to be a part of it and to see you, you know, blossom and really grow and be part of this Legends community, because we've needed something like this for a long time. And now it's really developed in a way that we can springboard it and take from here.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mark.
All right. Thank you, Tracy. Bye.
Hey, and thank you so much for listening to the Find Your Summit podcast. We are so glad to have you along for this journey. And if you enjoy the show, please tell a friend, share it on iTunes, spread it to the planet. We're looking to broadcast this to every person that is out there, because as you know, everybody has their own summit that they're going after. Okay, if you're looking to follow my journey, you can find that through my social links on markpattisonnfl.com. That's Mark, M-A-R-K, Pattison, P-A-T-T-I-S-O-N, NFL.com. So, until the next podcast, just remember, clear eyes, full hearts, and remember, it takes a little more to make a champion, so make it happen. Thank you. Bye.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
As a quarterback, I love sports, but sometimes when I get hit on my blind side, front side, and put on my backside, I wonder, is Sport Clips better than sports? Because Sport Clips haircuts is sports on TV, plus a relaxing haircut, hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo, which is better than sports plus Sport Clips. It's a game changer. Check in online at sportclips.com.